This is Jay Sekulow, the cross-disputed Cam Pendleton, getting reaction from Congress.
I'm an American.
Live from Washington, D.C.
Red, white, and blue.
Jay Sekulow Live.
I understand that these people lost people in war, and the symbol that is closest to their heart, they should erect on private land.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
All of our military cemeteries are filled with crosses. Do they want those taken down as well?
Well, Mike, that will be their next step. And we have to understand, if they're successful in getting these crosses taken down in Camp Pendleton, there is absolutely no reason that the crosses in Arlington Cemetery should be allowed to stay. And that is their ultimate goal.
He would want the cross to stay, not for himself, not for the original seven, but for the Marines that are still grieving the loss of their brothers that were killed on the war on terror.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey everybody, welcome to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. That's 800-684-3110. The momentum is growing. We're going to be joined in the third segment of the broadcast by Congressman Randy Forbes to discuss this issue. He is co-chair of the Prayer Caucus of the United States Congress, representing 107 members of the U.S. Congress, really congressmen from coast to coast. And a brand new quote from Karen Mendoza. Her husband, Ray, was one of the soldiers that put up one of the Marines that put up the crosses there at Camp Pendleton. He was later killed in action serving his country. Here's what she said. This is not my cross. This is not the original Seven's cross. This is the Marines' cross. Unfortunately, the Military Atheists and Freethinkers Association wants that cross to come down, but the reaction is growing very, very strong. By the way, I want to hear again from those of you that have served in the military or have family members that have, and if you've served, boy, in Camp Pendleton, we sure love to hear you. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Now, Jordan, you're in Washington right now. We'll be joined by Congressman Randy Forbes. This is now picking up a lot of attention on Capitol Hill, which is great news.
Well, as people heard, Congressman Forbes talks about, we know about the crosses at Arlington National Cemetery, but there are actual cross memorials as well. And I think that's absolutely right what Congressman Forbes was saying on that interview, is that if you allow these crosses to come down, which is a memorial area where anyone who makes the hike up Mount Horno on Camp Pendleton can put something there, and people do put lots of different things there, if those crosses come down, then it opens the door to the legal challenges against all the monuments, which we know that these atheist groups would love to have removed across the country, whether it's a Jesus statue in Montana, a cross at Arlington National Cemetery, biblical references all over the buildings here in Washington, D.C., of the federal government. They want it all gone, whether it's sandblasted or removed. That's their ultimate goal. And this would, again, make it that much easier for them to make that argument.
And they're even saying this, the Military Association of Atheists and Freethinkers, they think the cross should be removed or covered until its legality can be determined. So even if a court hasn't declared it unconstitutional, they think in the interim, just because they say so, it should be covered or removed. Frankly, I think that is absolutely outrageous. That's why we're fighting back and fighting back so aggressively. I want to encourage you to get involved, but let me tell you a couple things. We are very happy to announce a brand new ACLJ app that you can get for your all your devices. It's the ACLJ app. It's right on the homepage at aclj.org, so I encourage you, go to aclj.org. It's our social action iPhone app. Downloads absolutely free. We want you to have it. aclj.org. You can also sign the petition right there online at aclj.org. Almost 50,000 of you have signed it online alone. We're probably close to over 60,000 now with phone calls included. But again, if you want that ACLJ app, aclj.org, sign the petition at aclj.org, or call us and add your name to support. This is the Marines' cross, and we want to fight back and protect them. They've protected us. Let's now take a stand and protect them. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. Again, 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Folks, let's take a stand for these Marines. 877-989-2255.
A decision could come any day. News reports indicate that the U.S. Marine Corps is poised to announce its decision whether to keep in place two memorial crosses at Camp Pendleton or succumb to pressure by an atheist group and remove them. Last fall, we heard from 45,000 Americans who urged top military officials to keep the crosses in place, crosses that were raised by several Marines to honor their fallen comrades, several of whom themselves were later killed serving in Iraq. An atheist group is threatening a lawsuit unless the crosses are removed, calling the memorial an exploitation of military service that sends a message of exclusion. Stand with the ACLJ now. Add your name to our petition. With a decision likely to come very soon, there's still time to make a difference. Tell the military that the cross displays are not only appropriate, but constitutional as well. Call now, 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Four 3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. So what does the Military Association of Atheists and Free Thinkers think? Well, here's what they said. Listen to number 8. Tells you where they think this cross should go.
This Christian cross, you know, needs to go to a private Christian installation. And we need to stick to things that honor everyone equally and maintain neutrality towards government.
Well, neutrality towards government, I don't see how this is not neutral towards government. There's a lot of things up at this monument besides these crosses, including everything from, David French mentioned this yesterday, who served in the military. They've got, you know, a liquor bottle that was the soldier's favorite drink. They've got medals that have been won by these soldiers. I mean, it's a very diverse monument and display area. It's for the Marines. And I'm really sick of these atheist associations because they get offended, everybody else has to react. They are the great censor. So all this talk about tolerance, all this talk about freedom and liberty really isn't that at all. They are not tolerant about anyone, and that's the reality of what you're dealing with. And again, that's why we're fighting back. Again, I want to encourage you, ACLJ.org. You can also get that brand new app, but you can also sign that petition or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Sign on to this petition asking, demanding that this cross at Camp Pendleton, these two crosses, to stay up. We're expecting a decision, by the way, within the next 10 days or so. So we'll keep everybody posted again. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's go right to the phones.
Yeah, I was going to say Karen Mendoza, Ray Mendoza's widow, one of the Marines who was killed, who marched up the original cross in 2003, told us, "This is not my cross. This is not the original Seven's cross. This is the Marines' cross." And that's what this is there for, not for one individual or a group of seven who put it up there in 2003 or the others who put it back up November of 2011. It's for all the Marines who have made that sacrifice. Let's go right to the phones. JR calling from Florida online too. JR, welcome to Jay Seculo Live.
Hi, JR.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Good.
You know, I've been listening to this for a couple of days now, and I served with the 1st MEF, which is a Marine Expeditionary Force. I was attached to the Navy CB unit, about 120 of us, downrange, which is in central Iraq, a province called Ahrimati.
Yep.
You speak to any Marine, they would tell you, or CB of that area. Very hostile, the highest casualty rate. And there was a little church on this FOB, I can't mention the name of it, the Ford Operating Base. This little church, they had a Pentecostal service, they had a Catholic service, and they had non-denominational Jewish, and that's what these atheist groups need to understand, that we were there fighting for these people's freedom because nobody else would. For 35 years of tyranny, okay, and we went over there, and we were all worshiping together. There, this little church, it was busting out at the seams from people. There's a saying, there's no atheist in a foxhole.
Right.
You want to see an atheist in a foxhole when mortars and missiles and rockets are flying over their heads and the whistlies, and you see your brothers, Marines and Army, et cetera, falling down around you, getting blown up, which I witnessed, okay, and I suffer with it today. I want to still know if there are atheists in that foxhole after about 3 months of that.
Yeah.
That's my comment. Thank you, Jay.
Well, hey, JR, first of all, thanks for your service to the country. That really is, and I'm very glad you called, because as David French said yesterday, you're putting the real face on this, on what actually happens. And this attempt to purge religion out of, basically out of the military, is unacceptable. And, you know, when I spoke with Congressman Forbes for this interview, we talked about this. This is becoming a pervasive issue because you've got a couple of bullies. That's what these groups are. They bully the military into basically backing down. That's why you've got a, you know, it's interesting. They're complaining about, you know, any kind of Christian influence within the military, but they've got a pagan worship center at the Air Force Academy that nobody's saying anything about. Christians aren't saying get rid of it, even though it was paid for by taxpayer dollars. But the atheists, they get offended so easily. And, Jordan, you've written a lot about this, but that's a reality. They get offended, and they think everybody else has to march to their tune.
Absolutely right. That is their ultimate goal, is to eradicate all religious symbolism. That's why they don't want the atheist symbol up there. When it was the Ground Zero cross at the Memorial Center there, at the museum there, they don't really want the atheist symbol there. And even when it's a historical item like that, where the cross was there, the beams made a cross, everyone saw it, everyone remembers it on the page of the newspapers, that's not allowed under their understanding of the Constitution, which is basically our way or the highway, no religion whatsoever. And they will target Marine widows. I mean, that's what they're doing here,
right?
To prove their point. And not a single Marine at Camp Pendleton has complained. And I think that that's because, regardless of your religious faith, they know, the Marines there know, that they could hike something up too if they really care that much about it, and put something next to it, and no one can really complain. So
right.
What you see is an attempt by atheists to change the debate, rewrite the rules, and then punish everyone, including the widows of these Marines, four of the seven who are now were killed in action since 2003 when the crosses were erected.
All right, folks, we're fighting back, and this is where you come in. We need to back these widows up. We need to back these Marines up, and I need your help to do this. I encourage you to go to ACLJ.org, sign up on the petition online. Very easy, takes seconds. ACLJ.org, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Join with over 50,000 people that are speaking out on this issue. Again, ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget about that ACLJ app for your iPhone, now available at ACLJ.org. We're going to go right back to the phones. Who's next?
Neil's calling in from Texas on line 5. Neil, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Neil.
Good morning, AJ. How you doing?
Good.
I'm a Marine that is unassigned. I'm disabled. I spent 18 years in. I got out in 1991.
Yes, sir. Appreciate your service.
From San Mateo, which is just a couple of miles up the road from Horno, and 8 more years at Marine Corps Air Station Camp Pendleton, which is on the other side from Horno. I'd like to ask, if we served as long as we did to protect our Constitution and our rights as an American citizen, exactly where does freedom of speech stand for those of us that served? That's question number one. And question number two is, exactly where in the Constitution does it say separation of church and state?
Well, it doesn't, and it doesn't say that. And what you ask is a very important statement. What about your free speech rights? But the atheist groups don't believe that you have free speech rights. They want these crosses to go to what they call a private installation. They believe that it's inappropriate. Let me again play for you a statement by Debbie Allen. This is a Military Association of Atheists and Free Thinkers talking about the Camp Pendleton cross. She calls it an act of civil disobedience. Listen to number 14.
It's an act of civil disobedience.
I understand that these people lost people in war, and the symbol that is closest to their heart, they should erect on private land.
So government shouldn't allow land to be used for symbolism or for expression of free speech. You realize, and I appreciate your calling this, Neil, they are censors. They are the bigots. They are the ones that are not tolerant. We're not saying remove the pagan worship center at the Air Force Academy. I'm not sure I would have spent $85,000 on it, but I'm not saying remove it. They want the cross removed that was put up by individual soldiers hiking up a hill, miles up a hill. Seven of them put it up there. Four of them have been killed in action since it went up. And what's the reaction from these atheist groups? Take it down because they're offended. Is it somebody at Camp Pendleton offended? No. Somebody that knows that it's up there is offended just knowing it's up there. In fact, Adam Housley from Fox News talks about how this controversy even came into existence. Listen to this one, number two.
For 10 years, no one even knew about these crosses. It wasn't until a newspaper article last fall that pointed out the location, highlighted them, that it became controversial. It is way up there, and we're in the middle of Camp Pendleton, a very large base. The general public couldn't see this, and it's very hard for even the Marines on the base to see it. There's still a debate whether they should stay up or come down.
They didn't even know it was there. No one from Camp Pendleton has complained. You can't see it from public areas, yet the atheists read about it and want it removed. You understand that, folks? They read about it and they wanted it removed, Jordan. That's what we're fighting. They're offended just knowing it's out there.
Absolutely right. And that is the key to understanding this situation. I want to grab another phone call very quickly. Let's go to Gene calling from California on line two. Gene, quickly, you're on the air.
Hi, Gene.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Very good.
Thank you guys for all your work.
Yep.
God bless you guys.
Thanks.
But what I wanted to say about this thing, I'm not too far from Camp Pendleton. I'm in Westminster, California, and I live on Beach in Westminster, and just up the road from there is a big bulletin, a big billboard that says God is imaginary from the American Atheist. And what my question is with this thing with Columbia, with these soldiers, is this free thinker group, is it pointing towards that direction that we should remove God so we can...
Well, they want every reference to faith removed. They want it put on, quote, private Christian property, whatever that even means. So you've got to realize that when you're dealing with these groups, they're the censors. Hey, folks, let's back these Marines up. Let's back these widows up. If you haven't signed on to this petition, do so today. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. You can also get that brand new app or call us right now. 1-877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Coming up on the broadcast, Congressman Randy Forbes. But you go to your phones now, folks. 877-989-2255. Take a stand.
All the things we do.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. A decision could come any day. News reports indicate that the U.S. Marine Corps is poised to announce its decision whether to keep in place two memorial crosses at Camp Pendleton or succumb to pressure by an atheist group and remove them. Last fall, we heard from 45,000 Americans who urged top military officials to keep the crosses in place, crosses that were raised by several Marines to honor their fallen comrades, several of whom themselves were later killed serving in Iraq. An atheist group is threatening a lawsuit unless the crosses are removed, calling the memorial an exploitation of military service that sends a message of exclusion. Stand with the ACLJ now. Add your name to our petition. With a decision likely to come very soon, there's still time to make a difference. Tell the military that the cross displays are not only appropriate, but constitutional as well. Call now, 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. As I mentioned, we are going to be joined in just a moment by Congressman Randy Forbes. Before we do that, Congressman Forbes, by the way, serves in a district that has a heavy military presence in Virginia. We're going to talk about the Camp Pendleton Cross issue. We need you to be part of the team. When we have the congressman on, we want to let him know you're standing with us. Here's the number for you to add your name to this petition. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org, again, or call us at 877-989-2255. And by the way, at the website, ACLJ.org, we'll keep you updated on this. Well, joining us right now on the phone is a very good friend and Congressman Randy Forbes, who's led the charge on so many issues involving faith and freedom and also on the economy. And Congressman, we're not talking economy right today. We're talking about these crosses at Camp Pendleton. Let me get your reaction first. Thanks for being with us today and your reaction to this attempt to have these memorials removed.
Well, Jay, as you know, the biggest fear for many of us is that this is not an isolated instance. This is a pattern that we're seeing to try to limit not just freedom of religion, but freedom of speech itself, because these crosses that were erected by Marines, they have even stated they weren't erected for any religious purposes. One of the widows of one of the fallen Marines who erected these crosses said it was a place for the Marines to grieve and to grow and to let go of the burdens of what they had in their soul, so they can go back down the hill and back into battle and put their own lives on the line. And these small groups who are well-funded, as you know, well-orchestrated and very, very loud, have gotten to the point where our services are just rolling over oftentimes on anything they're demanded, and the administration is not standing up for religious freedoms and freedom of speech.
We've heard, of course, the comments from the surviving spouses of the seven Marines that put up this original monument. Four have been killed in action. You brought up something very important, Congressman, and that is the reaction of the administration, which is, I won't even say tepid, no response, and the pressure that the branches of the military, and we are afraid oftentimes they're rolling over, though we're hearing from a lot of people, including a lot of military personnel. I know your district has a lot of military in it. Your sense as a member of Congress from a district that's got a heavy military presence, when you have these groups trying to intimidate the military, what do you think the congressional response should be, and what do you think individual citizens should do?
I think all of us should stand up, and we're not just standing up for these men and women who stand up for us every day. We're standing up for the Constitution of the United States. Because, Jay, as you know, if they can say you can't have a cross there under these circumstances, then they can come to Arlington Cemetery and say that every single cross in that cemetery needs to be removed. What do you say when you just have something as simple as Abraham Lincoln's Bible? Should we say it should never be displayed in any place in government across the country? What do you say about President Roosevelt's prayer before the invasion of Normandy? They not only want to stop religious freedoms, but they want to be censors to say what we can and can't say in terms of freedom of speech. And I think it's time we say enough is enough. If the administration won't stand up for these things, it's time that Congress does. And as you know, that's why we have the Congressional Prayer Caucus, 105 right. members who fight just for these issues. And I think it's time the American people say, we've had enough of this. We're not going to let it keep going.
You know, you mentioned 105 members of Congress, part of the Prayer Caucus, that stand up for these issues of religious liberty. We've heard from congressmen, over 50,000 people just in the last few days, people that want to make sure that this cross stays in place. And they agree with you, and that is correct, that atheist organizations are kind of wrapping up these aggressive, really ramping up these aggressive attacks. And the military oftentimes doesn't have a counterpunch. Now, we're coming in now strong and saying, wait a minute, you take down these monuments, you're censoring the free speech rights of these military men and women. How serious of a threat? How serious should we take the threat from these organizations?
I think it's huge, Jay, because of just what you just mentioned. You can come in and you can fight when it gets to this level, but what a lot of times the American people are not seeing is the chilling effect it's having all the way down the chain of command. All the decisions that are being made now, because officers down the chain of command know the instruction they're getting from the White House and from their leadership, which is to roll over on these issues. And just in the last couple of years, we've seen the Air Force, which is the worst of all of the services in terms of their leadership supporting religious freedoms. But Jay, you've mentioned it on your show before, but they came in and said that the word God had to be taken off of patches for the Air Force.
Right.
even though they acknowledged it had no religious significance, just using the word God, they said was illegal in the United States Air Force. We watch Walter Reed come in and say, you couldn't bring a Bible in to one of the hospitals. A pastor couldn't even read from the Bible to one of his patients if he was asked to do that. We watch the Air Force Academy come after a young cadet just because he asked the other cadets in an email to support a group that was buying toys for children at Christmas because it had a Christian basis, an Operation Christmas Trial. Air Force Chief of Staff says they issued a memo saying that the commanders could not even let their airmen know of programs that were legitimate programs in the chaplain corps, but the commanders couldn't even tell them about it. They barred any kind of ethics programs that had references to biblical and religious references. And, Jay, they had been used for 20 years. That kind of stuff is just setting a terrible tone for a nation that's supposed to be standing for rights and to the United States military that defends those rights for us every single day.
Yeah, that's the irony of the whole thing, of course, is the military is defending our rights of freedom of speech and even the rights of these atheists to disagree, but not to act as the censors, which is what's happening here. Congressman, let me ask you this. We're hearing from a lot of people. How important is it for the American people to speak out on these issues, even though some will say, well, it's Camp Pendleton, it's far away, I'm in Virginia, this is in California. But what happens in one base affects the others. How important is it right now for the American people to speak out with one voice on this?
Jay, it's enormously important for a couple of reasons. First of all, it's coming to a theater near them. I can promise them it might be in California today, but it'll be in Virginia, Iowa, Indiana tomorrow. The second thing is what happens in these things is they develop precedent. And as we mentioned before, they create chilling effects where they're going to have these decisions being made down the line where they'll never even get to see them or never get to litigate them because they'll have already happened somewhere else. And the third thing is, if these services don't feel there's any other pushback, they're going to continue just to roll over every time they have one of these requests by any particular group that pops up around the country. It's time we stand up for the Constitution, for the Bill of Rights, and for these men and women who stand up and fight for us every single day.
Well, Congressman, we appreciate you taking the stand. I want to let you know we've heard from over 50,000 people in just a few days. I'm going to get you some of those folks from Virginia so you can hear from the folks in Virginia as well. But we appreciate your stand on this and your leadership. It's great to have you. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Jay. Have a great day.
You too. Jordan, as Congressman Forbes said, we have got to take direct action here. The American people need to speak out on this issue, and we need to do just that. We've heard from now well over 50,000. We're going to get to this 100,000 goal, and you're now getting traction, as we heard from Congressman Forbes, in Washington, D.C.
Absolutely right, and that's a great news on this issue because we're watching and waiting to see what the commanding officer decides to do. At the same time, though, we need to be prepared for every option, and it's good to know that Congressman Forbes is ready as co-chair of the Prayer Caucus. That's a major decision he's made to engage the issue, and Dad, that's why it's so key that all of us are ready. If the widows are going to defend it on a national television, have to relive these moments where they've lost their husbands, lost the fathers of their children, I think we can at least take a stand here, and the listeners can too.
Well, Jordan's absolutely right. You've got the widows speaking out. It's time for the American people to do just that. The phone number, if you want to call us, is 1-877-989-2255. We want you to add your name to this petition. We need to get to 100,000 signatures. 877-989-2255. You can also go directly to aclj.org. We've got a lot of information posted about the situation at Camp Pendleton, as well as the petition itself that you can sign on to. So aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.